So we are with you today to talk about the University of Victoria Anarchist Archives. That will focus on the history of the movement in Canada. Those archives are already existing, but they will also be online.
Yes. Yeah. I founded the archive in 2005. I've been involved in the anarchist movement since the 80s and had acquired a lot of stuff, and also saved things from various dumpsters along the way and everything. When I got my first position as a university professor in 1999, I was determined that I would somehow establish an archive to save everything that's out there. I was acutely aware as an activist that we're constantly shedding our history, so to speak, you know, letting it go, organizing demos, organizing spaces and all this stuff, and everything's being lost to history. And so when I came to the University of Victoria in 2003, I immediately started talking to the university librarians about the importance of the movement internationally and also in Canada. And the fact that there was no place that was saving Canadian-related materials and no place where anarchists could go to research their own histories and everything. So in 2005, they agreed to set up an archive devoted specifically to anarchism and with a concentration on the movement in Canada. And since then, I've been building materials in the archive. Just through my activist network and the fact that I'm active in the movement, people have been approaching me as they've heard about the archive and asked if they could donate. So I've received stuff from Toronto, from Edmonton, also internationally, the Food Not Bombs co-founder, Keith McKendry, contributed his entire archive for Food Not Bombs to this collection. And it's going to be building up. Anne Hansen recently donated her papers to the collection. I went to Toronto a couple of years ago after the death of my good friend Jim Campbell, who was the editor of Bulldozer Prison News Service, a prison abolitionist journal, very important anarchist publication. And he was active in a whole bunch of things. He suddenly died, and he told me that he wanted to donate his papers to the archive, and so I went to Toronto and talked with his widow and everything and boxed up the collection and brought it here. So that's how it's been going in terms of bringing material in. But in 2008, I secured a series of grants to set up a digitizing center at the Anarchist Archive. So I have a staff of librarians who are working with me to digitize the material. And on September 7th, Anne Hansen and I are going to be celebrating the launch of the digitized archive, Anarchist Archive Online.
On a presentation, called Anarchism and Insurrection, I talk with you, Alan Antliff, and Anne Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to us about who's Anne Hansen for the people who don't know Anne Hansen? Because Anne Hansen is a very well-known activist. She was involved in a very important group in the history of Canada called Direct Action. Mm-hmm. But some people, like you can hear this interview right now,
doesn't know
so much about Anne Hansen.
Yes, well, that's certainly part of the purpose of the archive, isn't it? To provide a place where people can go and learn. Anne Hansen was part of a group called Direct Action, who carried out a number of actions in the early 1980s. One of them being the bombing of a missile guidance system plant in Toronto that was creating the guidance systems for cruise missiles. And this is at a time when the United States and NATO were escalating nuclear confrontation with the Eastern Bloc. I mean, this is a history that is no longer with us, but at this time they were starting to deploy cruise missiles in Germany and elsewhere all along the periphery of the Eastern Bloc. And so this could have triggered a nuclear holocaust in a matter of seconds if there had been any sort of confrontation. And there were protests. I participated in some of these protests against the fact that the Canadian government under Pierre Trudeau was participating in development of cruise missiles. Cruise missiles were doing test runs of cruise missiles emanating out of Cold Lake, the military base in, that's on occupied Dene land in Alberta. And so this cruise missile plant in Toronto was the key for the production of cruise missiles, and they bombed it and basically scared the company out of continuing with its involvement in cruise missile development. They were also involved in firebombing a series of porn stores that were marketing
the Red Hot videos in
Port Coquitlam. Yeah, snuff films.
In the same place where the Picton firm was happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one in Victoria, and there were a number in Vancouver that they firebombed. Eventually, they were caught. The police were able to track them down and wired their house where they're staying. So there's wiretaps and stuff like that that Anne Hansen used for her biography of this period called Direct Action, Memoirs of an Urban Guerrilla.
Yeah, and that was
she did time in Kingston, Ontario at the maximum security prison for women.
Yeah, she did a long time. She had a sentence for life. She's a lifer?
She's on permanent parole. So her movements are restricted and so on. She had to get permission to come out here.
Just to let people know, like, she was also, as the collective you mentioned about the people who was firebombing the Red Hot videos, was the Women Fire Brigade.
Yes, that's correct.
And he also wrote her and Juliette Bielmes a booklet called This Is Not a Love Story, Armed Struggles Against the Institution of Patriarchy, which is very interesting and mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. So that's probably also a part of your archives.
Oh, certainly, yes. Anne's donated her entire collection. So all the journals, all the pamphlets, all the correspondence. When she was in jail, and she was in jail for, I believe, 8 years, before her release, she was receiving material from people all over the world, and the authorities just boxed that up and gave it to her at the end of her release, when she was released. So all that's coming to the Anarchist Archive here.
So she will talk at that event in Victoria about, like, insurrectionary struggles in Canada, and
certainly
the relation between anarchism and insurrection. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, historically, the two go together, and I've always thought of insurrection as an anti-authoritarian model of social revolution. And if we look to North Africa today and Syria and other places, we can see how that unfolds in practice. Spontaneous, generalized uprising against oppression. There are other paths to insurrection. Anne Hansen certainly chose one that involved going underground, and but the key to what she was doing and the Direct Action group were doing is they tied their actions to above ground protests. So they didn't conceive of themselves as operating in a vacuum as a vanguard group, but rather operating in solidarity with already existing issues and protests. I'm hoping to educate people up on the richness of anarchist movement in the 1970s and early 80s. This is a history that many people don't know about, and Anne will have an opportunity to talk about her own personal experience. Then we're going to be getting into her experience in prison, and at that juncture, certainly we'll be able to talk about some of the other materials in the anarchist archive, such as the Jim Campbell collection, notably. Because Jim Campbell played an important role as someone operating as a spokesperson and someone involved in the efforts to relate to people the political nature of what Direct Action were doing, as opposed to the way in which the courts wanted to treat them simply as criminals.
And the link we can also do between Jim Campbell and Anson, they are both like prison abolition activists. And she's still, like, very active on that level, too, today, and she's doing speeches and stuff like that?
Yes, she remains involved in prison-related activism. She, of course, given her personal experience, it's certainly an important area of concern for her.
And just, like, on a short notice, who was Jim Campbell? Like, we can do and maybe another interview and another time about that, but like just to shortly say who was Jim Campbell.
Yeah. Sure, Jim Campbell was an anarchist based in the Ontario region. He got involved in the movement in the late 70s. He was part of an anarchist collective based in Kitchener, Ontario, that had links to another anarchist publication in Detroit called The Fifth Estate. And there, he knew Freddie Perlman and Lorraine Perlman and some materials that the Perlmans, a couple who are involved in the Fifth Estate Journal, printed. They printed pamphlets and so on. Some of them were done in Kitchener because Jim was involved in a press called the Dumont, Gabriel Dumont Press. Later, he left Kitchener and moved to the region of North Ontario, just south of Algonquin Park, where he helped found a commune. Then he left the commune and moved to Toronto. And in Toronto, he worked for the city. He did various things for the city related to city maintenance and stuff, and also founded the journal Bulldozer Prison News Service. He was living in a collective house for many years and putting out this publication, which drew in correspondence and contacts from all over the prison system in Canada and the United States and beyond. So in his archive are letters from Indigenous prisoners, members of the Black Panther Party who, through the correspondence, became sensitive to anarchist ideas and began calling themselves anarchist Black Panthers, and so on. It's a very, very rich archive.
So the all will be available online, or a part at least?
A part at least, yes. Of course, there's always, I always have to think of and ask the people who are donating, I think of, you know, are there any personal correspondence that you don't want online? Things like this, right? But as much as possible, the mandate is to put things online. That's why we have a digitizing center. And that mandate relates to providing access to activists and historians and researchers right across the country and around the world to what we have here. Related to that, I'm also going to be, and I already have initiated this, I've been visiting various archives in Canada and beyond and talking with them about collaborating with me on this project. There are histories of anarchism in Canada that are no longer in Canada by virtue of the fact that they're part of archives elsewhere. For example, the Institute for Social History in Amsterdam has some collections that relate to the history of anarchism in Canada. And I'm negotiating agreements with these different collections whereby they will scan stuff and send this material to me in the form of virtual files, and then I'll be able to integrate it into the Anarchist Archive online. So it will save a lot of trouble for researchers who are trying to track down material.
So when that will be available and how we can find the archives?
Mm-hmm.
Just to finish with that.
Sure, yeah. Well, we're launching the archive on September 7th. So you'll be able to go to the University of Victoria. If you just type in something like University of Victoria Anarchist Archive, it should come up. We're still developing the web pages and so on, but quite a bit of Jim Campbell's material, for example, is now online. The project is going to be accelerating. I'm going to be working overtime to develop finding aids and get material online. A lot of stuff has been digitized, but we just have to develop the platforms further, the virtual platforms for the material. So you can look for that soon. I'm also planning to visit various centers of anarchism, and Montreal has long been on my list. I've already talked with a number of people in Montreal, Norman Naraki and a few others about contributing, but I definitely want to come through Montreal again and talk with people again about keeping this resource in mind, because once material comes here, then it will be global and it will be accessible globally.
So if we want to know more about this event next week, if you people are listening to us from Victoria or around or are going to the Victoria Anarchist Book Fair, they can go on the victoriaanarchistbookfair.ca website, where all the Festival of Anarchy and the Victoria Anarchist Book Fair itself, the events are already described and with dates and stuff like that. So you can go there, because that's the time we had for today. So
all right,
thank you, Mr. Atleaf.
Alan. And yeah, thank you, Christian. It's great talking with you.
Cool.
And if anyone is interested in contacting me about the archive, here's my email, allan@uvic.ca. Very simple.
Thanks.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.